What I liked about Noreen is that nothing was too much of a task, and she had a lovely calmness about her. James was the same. I mean, both of them, I knew them, and to me they had very similar personality. And they were made for each other. They went out with each other a long time, and then in more recent times then, with her daughter getting married, it was such a day of joy, really. And now everything seems so dark, unfortunately.
How do you, Father, help people to sort of process and deal with such a sudden loss, you know, people in the community that would have been familiar with them? You know, there's a trauma there, isn't there, with this type of an incident?
Yeah, excuse me. Well, I mean, like, a trauma like this is really, I suppose, exaggerated more into what death can be like, with both having passed on. Dealing with people and helping people along the way, I think no priest can give anything more than hope. Yeah. And it's over a process of time, Greg. It doesn't just, you know, it's not something that I or any other priest or any person, any lay person, can achieve just in a day or two. Because I like to give people who are bereaved time to process all of this, and over a period of time, to give hope, really. And it has an awful lot to do, like the link there is their faith.
Yeah.
And once that belief is there, which is in and set into the hearts of all family, O'Donnell and McHugh and local community here too, that's all we're left with.
Mm.
Just hope that, you know, sadly two people are gone in one manner, and then it's my role as a priest and all of us in our community, a Christian community, to try and, I suppose, give encouragement that they live on in a different way than us, you know, and we depend on that. And that in itself, that gives a little glimmer of light into a dark situation like this.
It is, and you know, we often feel it too. You know, people might go, well, how do I know? I personally did with the loss of my parents, and I speak to others. You do get a sense of a continuance of them, but just in a different way. And as you says, time and process. There is a process to grief.
Others, yeah.
And that might break it down to something clinical, but it's a human process.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, I suppose at the end, if there are different moments when things will become, you know, personality will be affected. Either there may be a depression there, there may be a denial there. I'm not saying this.
No, we're speaking broadly speaking. We're speaking,
case.
Yeah,
but,
we're
you know,
speaking
people,
broadly.
I lost members of my family, and I remember I went through different stages over a period of a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before I could finally accept, and you have to come eventually to acceptance, and when that acceptance comes, it strengthens. But it has a huge, huge, Greg. It is a huge need for faith at a time like this. And they were a couple. I mean, like faith to them was very important. As is in a very traditional community like Kilcar.
Yes, and I was trying to articulate it a little earlier on, and it's difficult to, Father Peoples, but there are potentially those that might find comfort in that, that whilst we hoped and prayed that Noreen would make a full and speedy recovery,
yeah,
that in a way they are together, and
well,
they're going to be buried on the same day too, again, which is
an
awful situation.
So, I mean, like Noreen and, as I say, I knew them quite well, but, you know, like people that would have known James and Noreen and the O'Donnell family that would have known them quite well. Like, they were together from the time they were doing their leaving cert in Carrick Tech. And, like, they were made for each other. And, yeah, of course, we all wanted, especially their children, we all wanted to hope that Noreen would have come through all of this, but it's not what happened. But I suppose the only thing I can say to it is that James and Noreen are together walking towards God in whatever way that happens.
Yes, and of course...
give some sort of
comfort.
Spark of hope to anybody who has lost their loved ones anywhere, and we've had quite a few deaths in the parish recently.
Of course, and Father, obviously... our thoughts are too with the emergency service and perhaps a local parish priest of that area who are often or are always, you know, called to the scenes of these collisions, and we have to keep them in our prayers as well.
Oh,
because they're
of course,
not unaffected by this.
Because, I mean, I suppose over the years I've been ordained, I mean, like, I always feel in one way, am I equipped enough, even as a priest, to help and to deal, and that I deal with it right and whatever. We're always, any human being feels that way, you know. But when you see the outpouring of people, especially in a country like Ireland, where wakes are still the traditional event happening, and the amount of people that want to be part of that, you know, everybody wants to give their little moment of sorrow to a bereaved family. And that in itself speaks volumes, you know. That, you know, at least it shows that people have got good heart and that they want to do something that'll ease the burden, whatever way that might happen. And it's the very same for priests as well. Mm-hmm. We can only give but our best and what we're able to do, but we tend to forget that families do appreciate that as well, you know.